Proverbs Every Day, episode 319. Going through Proverbs 14 today. Yeah, but first, let me pray for you. Father God, thank you so much for yet another day of wisdom. And Father, I do ask that you would bless the words that come out of my mouth, that they be honoring to you and grant understanding to the hearer, not by my doing, but by yours. Father, we ask that you bless this time together and that you would indeed bless our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, gang, let's do the thing. All right, let's do this. Proverbs 14 from the Modern English Version. Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. And again, I don't think we're literally talking about like actual building. It's more like the family kind of thing, but who knows? I mean, why not? It could certainly be a literal house, but I think there's a metaphor here for the foolish pulling it down with her hands, being, you know, there is an intentionality that's required for having a family, that sort of thing. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in other words, like being foolish is the opposite of that intentionality. Say it that way. Verse 2, he who walks in uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. The mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Here's another one that's going to be fun to read. Okay, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. The crib being the barn or the, you know, whatever that would happen to be there. But the bottom line here is that, you know, if you're just looking for cleanliness, yeah, okay, yeah, that would do it. But there's work to be done, and it's not always pretty. And so the ox might not be the cleanest animal, but if all you're going for is cleanliness, then you're not going to get much work done in this case. Hope that helps. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Verse 9, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. I'm actually not sure what to do with that one. A heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. Okay. I guess that's really just, you know, that you're the one that knows whether it's joy or not. I think that's what that means. Because I hadn't looked at that one all that closely before. Verse 11.
The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish.
And verse 12 is a popular one. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it's the way of death. So in other words, if you're surviving by your own notions, that, you know, it might seem like it's right, but it might also be the pathway to death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. And the end of that cheer is grief. In other words, there's a lot of times where we put on that face. You know, I'll do this a lot, actually. I had somebody comment at one point in that, I don't know when I was, maybe 20 years ago, maybe, that, oh, you're always so happy. You know, you're always laughing. And it's like, well, what I couldn't bring myself to tell them was, it's like, no, that's actually a bit of a defense mechanism, unfortunately. But that's when that cheer goes away, there is grief. In other words, a lot of times, it would catch up with me, I guess you could say. And so you need to be aware that sometimes even when people seem joyful, they may still have struggles that they're going through. And they might not be displaying it like you expect. Kind of goes back to what we were saying about the heart is known to the person, but not to the person outside. Verse 14, a backslider in heart. Pardon me. Will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied with his. His own way, his ways, I guess. That's yeah. I meant to highlight this one actually. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man considers his steps. It's another one that's important. You know, we're living in an age that deception has taken on a whole new level with deep fakes, AI, that sort of thing. Literally, like, I think I was, now I'm going back through my memories here and I can't remember who I've told this story to or not, but I was reading an article about actually it wasn't an article, it was a video demonstrating how AI can now take on the job interviews and win, and that being used for nefarious purposes. But we're just living in that world that we can't just take it at face value anymore. And so, you know, not saying we need to doubt literally everything, but it's important for you to be prudent about these things and consider, and don't just take things at face value. You think critically about things. Even simple things can be not so simple when they're duping you into, you know, giving away some information that seems simple enough. Let me just give you an example of that too. So, people don't realize that a lot of these public little, you know, get to know you kind of things on Facebook, the more of those you participate in, the more likely it is that algorithms and whatnot will be able to literally guess your passwords for your computer and be able to put things together, like when you were married, when you were born, your, you know, name of your pet. You know, obscure things like that we tend to put in passwords are the exact questions that are being asked by these surveys, or these little, you know, getting to know you things. So just be prudent about those kind of things. If it's marked for public, don't answer it. If it's marked for just private, it's only for you and your friends, it might be safer. But if it's marked as public, don't do it. So that's what being prudent is like, is saying, you know, this looks fun, but wait a minute. Am I about to reveal things about myself that may be used against me later? The answer is yes. I'm not trying to make you paranoid, but I am trying to make you prudent. Verse 16, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is self-confident. He who is quick-tempered deals foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. It's important to keep a level head out there. We're being trained to respond and get angry as rapidly as possible. So we need to be better than that. Verse 18, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends, quote-unquote friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. 22. Do they not err who devise evil? But mercy and truth will be to those who devise good. In all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Another important one. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. Foolishness of fools. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the destruction of a prince. He who is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he who is hasty of spirit exalts folly. Again, going back to that being slow to anger. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. But envy the rottenness of the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away by in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope in his death. His, I think in this case, being the wicked. I hope. It's, again, that literal translation thing that's not really concerned with grammar quite as much. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Actually, when we say that, it's being hidden there. It's deep in. It's not just simply an awareness. It's transforming what it is. And so it's hidden in that way in terms of like being not secret necessarily, just this is hard to describe as now I'm thinking about it. Maybe not obvious to people what's driving you, but that which in the midst of fools is made known, being they're very easily revealed for what they are. And so there's a, in my mind, it's kind of like a giving God the glory of it instead of yourself. But yeah, it's probably not the best explanation, but that's what comes to my mind. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is towards a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. All right, y'all. Well, you can wish me luck. I am actually in the midst of, depending on when you're viewing this, it might already be happening, giving a talk to some Christian business leaders this morning. And so it's a pleasure to be doing that for C-Suite for Christ. And I'm going to try and record that and actually put that out on YouTube as well. But unless it's really bad, and then I won't do that. But yeah, looking forward to it. In any case, I've gone on long enough today. Be blessed by the best. And go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you once again tomorrow. Bye now.